Dozens of people continue to die daily in the conflict that is tearing Israel and Lebanon apart, making the humanitarian toll from over 3 weeks of war just staggering. And besides the civilian homes and infrastructure that are being destroyed, one source of hope for the Middle East has been crippled by Israeli bombs. The region's biggest Christian television station is struggling to maintain its peace-building mission in Lebanon after its transmission and communications towers were recently bombed. I spoke to Telelumière's director of programming, Marie-Thérèse Kraidi, about the extent of damage and what it means for the future of the station and for peace in the Middle East.
The current conflict has affected the whole Lebanese territory and regions. Mostly the humanitarian side of the country is deplorable. As for us, for the TV station, we have been hit in six of our broadcast stations that cover the whole Lebanon have been hit. The broadcast was affected in 50% of the Lebanese territories.
Is it fair to say that Telelumière is the biggest Christian media outlet in Lebanon and perhaps even in the Middle East?
Well, it could be said because Telelumière has now been broadcasting for 16 years. It's the only Christian Catholic TV station in the Middle East and in Lebanon. And it covers the whole world with its satellite transmission. And the station is broadcasts Christian programming and social, cultural, humanitarian aspects of all the programs that you have.
I know that you part of your programming mission is to provide the Christian message of hope, of peace and forgiveness. Are you able to continue that message even though your television antennas have been affected?
Yeah, so far we have the only station broadcasting is covering the Beirut area, and we're trying to fix the others, but I know that damages are in millions, and we already are in need of and shortage of money as usual because the station is non-commercial and we only rely on donations. We'll be trying to fix our antennas, but our production hasn't stopped. We are also broadcasting via satellite to the whole world, and in Lebanon, in many regions, we can be reached via satellite. So our production has been increasing. We have been increasing spiritual programs and patriotic programs. We feel that we have a big role now in helping people to overcome the difficulties, to pray and to have some hope in their life and to be really close to God.
Why do you think that Telelumière was targeted in the first place? And have other Christian stations, radio or television, have they been targeted as well?
Well, mainly the bombs targeted the broadcast of many television stations in Lebanon. But I think they were targeting the Manar station, the broadcast of the Hezbollah station. And being all the television stations are close together in the best strategic regions for the broadcast. So that's why the station has been affected. But we have had a total destruction in our structures and our antennas. And I know that, yes, many Lebanese stations have been affected. But the difference is that I think they can make it and build back easily their broadcast, but it's very difficult for us because the losses are very, very large.
From what I understand, one of the antennas that was hit was one of the most technologically advanced in the Middle East.
Yes, it's a new one, and it has been covering a very large area of Lebanon, mostly in the south, where it's difficult to reach. And this antenna has been built recently to give the most efficient broadcast for these areas. And this one has been totally destroyed, and it is the most it was the most important one covering many regions of the country.
Are you able to report on the current conflict? And does this reporting, your reporting, differ from other Lebanese media coverage?
We usually don't broadcast any political news, and we don't broadcast any news. But since the conflict started, we have been focusing mainly on the humanitarian side of the tragedy. We have been trying to create a hotline to help people to connect together to find where they can get help, where they can get relief. We have been having prayer programs, and we've been covering the issues of the refugees and the people who have been displaced. But we don't cover the political side and not the conflict, you know, on as it has been happening, because we don't put any violent scenes on our station, on our TV.
Whereas other stations are giving some of the more devastating and the more violent coverage.
Yes, our coverage is focusing mainly on helping people to overcome this tragedy, on prayer and on the humanitarian side of the issue, to give people hope, you know, because people need to have some programs or to listen to some programs giving them hope in the future and some faith in God. And we need to do this instead of broadcasting only tragic events and dramatic scenes.
Hundreds of thousands of people, mostly Shiites, but also some Christians and Sunnis, have been forced out of their homes in the south. Entire villages have been destroyed. Where are these people going to go when the fighting is over? Have people been talking about this?
Yes, of course. And let me tell you something about the role of the Christian church in Lebanon. It's amazing, you know. All the schools in Lebanon, the Catholic schools and the Christian schools, are working hard to give housing for all the refugees, and the university students and the Red Cross and Caritas and, you know, all the church organizations are working very, very hard in Lebanon to help all the deported and the displaced people. But we hope that after the war, we will have some relief also from the outside to help these people build back their homes. And now I know we have a crisis, especially because we are going to start the schools in 2 months. So we still don't know where the people will go. But I'd just like to emphasize on the great role that the church is doing in Lebanon in helping all these deported and displaced people.
What do people there think of the new UN resolution aimed at a cessation of hostilities?
Well, what we need is really a complete ceasefire, and we need peace. That's what we need, and that's what we want, because the last 3 weeks have been devastating, and it's a nightmare. Nobody expected that this will happen to us. So people here are expecting peace and nothing but peace now, and we need to have our life back and our country back the way it was before, and we need to trust that we won't go back to another war, because every 10 years Lebanon is facing a devastating war. So we need peace, and we need to cease all the hostilities and all the fire.
Marie-Thérèse, what would Lebanon, or even the Middle East as a whole, what would it be like without a television like Telelumière?
Well, it's frightening to see the Middle East and Lebanon without Telelumière, because the station really plays a major role in strengthening the dialogue between all the Lebanese community, all the different communities in Lebanon and in the Middle East, especially the Muslim and the Christian sides. And the station has a major role in peace in this region. It's broadcasting from the smallest country, and it is maybe the smallest and the poorest station, but the role of Telelumière and Nursat is huge. It gives the message of hope, love, and peace for the world. In Lebanon, it is very needed, because it was created after the war. It helped a lot the society to overcome many difficulties and many differences, to understand each other, and especially on the level of the dialogue and of the coexistence between many religions. So I think Telelumière has a great role to play, and I hope that we will get support from all over the world to help us continue in our mission. I just like to tell all the listeners that we want them to share with us prayers for peace for Lebanon. We really need all the support and all the prayers, because we are living a very difficult time, and Lebanon is a great country. It doesn't deserve anything that's happening to it. It's a real a holy land, and we really need peace in Lebanon.
Marie-Thérèse Kraidi, the director of programming for the Christian television station Telelumière, speaking there to me from Beirut.